Indigenous Australians, especially those in rural areas, face a great number of health concerns, including diabetes-related foot problems that can lead to amputation. The federal government yesterday announced a $6 million grant to improve outcomes, specifically focused on that problem. Alex Brown is leading the project, and he is Professor of Medicine at the University of Adelaide and the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute. He spoke to The Wire's Jack Padley.
It's largely focused around making sure that there are programs in place to increase access to high-quality care to prevent people developing and suffering from foot complications. So it's targeted around a particularly problematic complication that we see in diabetes. And it's to work with communities and services in South Australia, Central Australia, top end of the Northern Territory, the Kimberley and Far North Queensland. So we're spreading, hopefully, the love to increase access to good, high-quality care for Aboriginal people across a very large part of the country.
It is just for foot-related symptoms mostly, but would you say you're still exploring that issue?
Well, that's its target. What we do understand is to be able to provide high-quality care to prevent people from developing foot complications, access to multidisciplinary care and good-quality diabetes care in general, largely through primary care, is critical to achieving that objective.
Do you have any specifics on how much more at risk Indigenous and Aboriginal Australians are to the effects of diabetes?
So 3 to 4 times more likely to develop diabetes in the first place. And then when they do develop diabetes, they're much more likely to develop a complication. And each of those complications carry with it different risk and inequality in the risk. So when it comes to having a heart attack, Aboriginal people with diabetes are roughly 4 times more likely to have a heart attack than a non-Indigenous person with diabetes. When it comes to the development of end-stage kidney disease, Aboriginal people are 13 to 14 times more likely to suffer from that or develop that complication of diabetes. When it comes to eye-related disease, which we see retinopathy or damage to the back of the eye in diabetes, Aboriginal people are 2 to 3 times more likely to suffer from that particular complication. And then our interest here in the diabetic foot-related problems, much more likely to be hospitalised for trouble, up to 10 times more likely, and much more likely to have a procedure to remove a part of the limb because of the complication. And that occurs, you know, roughly 38 times more often in Aboriginal people than in non-Aboriginal people.
Is it rural Indigenous people that have been affected the most by this?
Yeah, we certainly think that there is a patterning of the number of people affected or the risk of developing these sort of complications by where you live. We know that Aboriginal people in remote communities are much more likely to develop diabetes, are much more likely to develop some of the complications like kidney disease. And certainly when it comes to the foot-related complications, we know that people in remote communities are much more likely to suffer from these troubles. And there's a whole raft of reasons for that, but we do know that it's much more difficult to access necessary care when you live in remote Australia. So there's much more to be done around improving access to services.
Indigenous or not, what are the first signs of diabetes that everybody should be aware of and go see a doctor immediately?
Yeah, so there tends to be a few sort of warning signs we tell people to keep an eye out. So being excessively thirsty, having to wee a lot, so passing a lot of urine. We often see people lose weight rapidly at the onset of diabetes that they weren't expecting. They haven't changed their diet or changed their exercise patterns. So they're the big things we ask people to look out for. But what we tend to try and get people to do is make sure that they're getting a regular health checkup where you can check your sugar. And that should happen at least once a year. Certainly for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, get your sugar checked. Know your risk. Find it early, because if you can get to understand that you're at risk of diabetes, there's a whole bunch of things you can do to prevent its onset, or in fact even to stop it from developing at all.
Alex Brown, Professor of Medicine at the University of Adelaide and South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute, speaking there with The Wire's Jack Padley.